This Friday marks the end of crossover in Vermont's legislature. That's the deadline for bills to get out of their committees in time for lawmakers to get them to the next chamber this year. It's when you start to get a sense of what's going to get done this session and what's going to fall by the wayside. This year, the environment has been a big focus in the State House. So here to talk with us about what did and didn't make it past crossover is climate and environment reporter Abigail Giles. Hey, Abigail.
Hey, Jen.
Okay, so Abigail, what are some of the big environment and climate bills you're following this session? Any big themes in there?
Yeah, so when it comes to cutting climate warming greenhouse gas emissions, the big focus this session is on home heat. That's the second biggest source of emissions in Vermont after transportation. And the big bill there is the Affordable Heat Act. It directs the Public Utility Commission to set up and study a new program that proponents say will push the market for home heating fuels away from fossil options and towards things like electricity and other generally lower carbon heat sources. Then, too, there are a bunch of bills that really try to prepare Vermont for climate change, or at least make life here better as it happens, and we know it's already happening. There is a housing bill, a big land conservation and biodiversity bill. That biodiversity bill sets a goal to permanently conserve 30% of Vermont's land by 2030 and 50% by 2050. That includes working forests. Again, these are goals, Jen, and really this bill commissions a study of where land is already conserved in Vermont. It doesn't require landowners or towns do more conservation, but it's faced fierce pushback so far from rural Republicans in the House, though it advanced to the Senate this week.
Let's talk climate bills, Abigail. What made the crossover deadline?
Yeah, so of course the biodiversity bill, that's the one that sets those big goals to conserve half of all land in Vermont, that made it. Senate lawmakers sent the Affordable Heat Act over to their colleagues in the House well before crossover. They're working hard on that one in hopes that they'll have time to mount an override effort if Governor Scott vetoes it again. House lawmakers are set to vote next week on what would be the biggest expansion of Vermont's bottle deposit law in decades. Recycling advocates are big on that one. That made crossover. There's a bill that gets the ball rolling on divesting much of state pension funds from fossil fuels. And then there are some updates to the way we fund rebates and incentives for things like electric vehicles and home weatherization.
Ah, the bottle deposit law. Bob Kinzel broke that down for us in a past Capitol recap, and folks can find that conversation at vermontpublic.org. Okay, Abigail, back to crossover. What about bills that deal more directly with other environmental issues? Not that climate change doesn't stand to make just about every environmental issue worse.
Yes, that's true, Jen. I would say water quality was a focus this year. Just recently, the Environmental Protection Agency announced plans to aggressively regulate these so-called forever chemicals called PFAS in public drinking water. For some of these manufactured chemicals, the EPA has effectively said that no level of exposure is safe. And here's the catch. They never break down in the environment. And they're in a lot of stuff, Jen. They're used for waterproofing. So Senate lawmakers have a bill that really aims to stop PFAS from getting into Vermont in the first place. There's a phased ban on PFAS in most textiles, including ski jackets, and in artificial turf, where they can run off into our waterways. If this bill becomes law, Vermont would be the first state to ban PFAS and phthalates in menstrual products. So it's bold. And lots of smart people say this sort of move is really our best shot at getting these things out of our environment. That one squeaked through the crossover deadline, a real nail biter. Then there's a bill lawmakers hope will keep more household products that contain toxic chemicals, things like cleaners and other products, out of Vermont landfills.
Okay, so chemical contaminants. Any interesting things, Abigail, that did not make the cut this year?
Yeah, at the start of the session, everybody was talking big game about updating our electricity regulations. That's now looking like it's going to be a multi-year process. There are a bunch of bills here that didn't make crossover. Some that push Vermont to go further in sourcing 100% of our electricity from renewable or carbon-free sources. One would have really favored more in-state renewables. There was another bill that would prohibit any new natural gas pipelines from being built, and it would endeavor to reduce electric bills for people with low incomes across the state. There was also a bill supporting network geothermal and another that called for protecting river corridors from new development. But Jen, the biennium is young and lawmakers can still get work done on those bills to prep them for next session.
That's Vermont Public's climate and environment reporter Abigail Giles joining us for this week's Capital Recap. Abigail, thank you so much.
Thanks, Jen.